Hey, welcome back. Last episode, I talked to you about having a ninth grade transition program for the kids. Well, this week, I'm taking it one step further, and how about a ninth grade transition program for the parents? What do you think about that? It's a great idea.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators, helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, on my last episode, I talked to you about creating ninth grade transition programs for kids. Yeah, did you go back and start talking about whether you have one or don't have one and whether you need to make changes or not? Well, this week I'm going to talk to you about having a ninth grade transition program for parents. That's right. You know, what's funny is that for all those years as a principal, as a high school principal, I had programs for kids. You know, the transition programs for kids, to me, it was kind of a no-brainer that we needed to have this, and worked with wonderful teachers who designed programs and so forth, and PTA presidents and different community partners and so forth. And we put those on, and we had some nice transitions from eighth grade to ninth grade for our kids. Well, a few years down the road there, I had, you know, as a high school principal, I had a student advisory group, and it was made up of seniors, and one year, a couple of the kids in my group said, "Hey, Dr. Mileto, we were kind of thinking about something, and that might be helpful. And you know how you have the ninth grade transition program that happens during the summer?" I said, "Yeah." And they said, "Well, we were thinking that maybe what you ought to do is not stop that one, keep that one going, but also have one for parents." Oh, dude, brilliant. Yeah, what a great idea. And so, you know, I met with some of the kids. We talked about what they were thinking about, and we got them hooked up with the teacher leaders who were focused on our program. And the next thing you know, bingo, bango, bongo, we have an incredible transition program for ninth grade parents. So let's talk a little bit about this, because this is one of those things, and by the way, I have 16 parts to this, so hang on to your seats there, but it's just 16 ideas. This isn't going to take that long, but the idea behind this was that, you know, schools are always very welcoming to the kids coming in from eighth grade. Well, not always, but most high schools do things to help bring the eighth graders into the ninth grade. Some do it better than others, and we can get better at it because it's important to make them feel comfortable coming in and make them want to be there. Well, it's the same thing with parents. You know, it's funny, when I was listening to the kids that day, they just said almost those exact words, and I went, wow, you know, that's a great idea. And so we got them working with the teachers and counselors and put together a program, and it started with this. So what I'm getting ready to talk to you about are my 16 ideas about what to do for your ninth grade parent transition program. And it goes like this. Number one, it should be student-led with teachers. All right. You want to put seniors and juniors in front of them talking about school and what high school is going to be like for their ninth graders. Now, you don't take this for chance what they're going to say. You have the teachers and the counselor, ninth grade counselor, and the kids sit down together and script out what they're going to say so that they have a focus on what they're going to talk about, because that way you avoid getting the kids getting up there and saying the same thing over and over again. School is great. Have fun and get involved and go team go. Rah, rah. Okay, I simplified it, but that's what will happen if you don't sit down and say, this is what we'd like you to talk about. What do you think you'd like to talk about? And yeah, that's a good idea. Now let's kind of fine tune it so you stay focused in this area. You see what I'm talking about? And then recruiting some kids who are experts in certain areas. You know, that's that's a big part of this, is that you want it to be student-led, but you want the teachers there as well. And the teachers are the same way. You want to work with them on what they're going to say so they don't do the same thing that the kids might do, which is, yeah, get lots of sleep, come to school, be prepared, make sure you have notebooks and pencils, and we're going to have fun. Hoo-ah! Yeah, if you're not careful, they'll just say that over and over again. So it needs to be student-led, but with the teachers working with them, as well as counselor working with them. And you want it scripted in a way that they understand that they have a specific area that they're going to talk about. All right. By the way, with that group, if you have a ninth grade administrator, then you want that person to part of them as well. It becomes a team that is going to put this together. So now, if we're talking about student-led and working with the teachers and administrator and counselor, then one of the things you want to put into your ninth grade parent transition program is a tour of the building. All right, the idea behind this is that we spend a lot of time getting the kids comfortable with what happens in the building, but we don't spend a lot of time with parents. Matter of fact, what typically happens is that parents show up with their child late, they don't know where to go to, or parents come to some event at the school and they kind of struggle around. I mean, it's easy to know where the football stadium is, but the lots of other things that they come to, they may not know where to go and stuff like that. And so it can help them help their child transition if they know the parts of the building. So you want to script out what those areas are going to be. And so I'm going to give you some of those hints here in just a little bit. But you want to make it so, in a tour of the building, I don't know if any of you have ever gone on college visits, but college visits tend to give you tours of campuses, and some do it way better than others. And that's because some of them have practiced, created scripts, have created maps, and their students know where they're taking you. Other places you'll go to, they'll wander around in that golf cart and they'll just babble on about all kinds of things that you wonder if the university was like, do we really want them talking about that? So it's the same thing in school with your tour. You want to design the what's going to be seen, what they're going to talk about, and how long they're going to spend at these different areas, and the types of potential questions that parents might ask. All right, so with this, one of these stops on your tour should be administration. It needs to be one of the stops, because as a ninth grade parent, you're going to have questions that you're going to have for the administration, as well as ninth grade administrators going to have information for the rising ninth graders. Everything from the specific dress code and rules to information about how what it's like as a freshman coming into the building and how they can be of help if you get lost in the building, or if, there's something they can do, just wanted to say hi and let you know I'm here for you, that type of thing. There's other things that we'll get into, but, one of the things that the administration can help with is what do you do when you're late to school and stuff like this. So there are going to be administrative type commentary here that's going to be good about making administration that one of those stops. All right, the next one of the biggest on your tour should be the cafeteria, because the kids are going to eat while they're there. Some of them are going to need breakfast, and some are going to be doing lunch, and they're going to need to know how the cafeteria operates. So you're going to want to have your cafeteria manager there, and you're going to want to be able to show them the lines. This is the line you get into for the hot lunch. This is the line that you get into if you want a la carte. This is the line you get into if you want the subs. Hey, if you bring your lunch, here's where you can go buy tea or something like that, or here's the salad bar line, that type of thing. And also showing them that they can eat, if you have different places where they can eat, the tables in the cafeteria, or go outside if you have places outside, or no, we don't go outside, that type of thing. But basically, one of the stops is the cafeteria. I find this to be one of the most important ones for parents, because they also want to know how their child goes about paying for it. Schools do this different ways. Sometimes you have to have cash, but many times today you either have to know a code, and they can put a number into, they can put money into that account, and the child has to know the code number for that. And many schools have gone to the ID cards like colleges are using now, where there's money on that card loaded onto it. So however your cafeteria works, you want that to be one of your stops. Number five on my 16 suggestions for your parents' transition program. How about arriving and leaving, or drop off and pick up? How does that work for bus, cars, walking, and bikes? You want somebody to explain this. A lot of times this is going to be a student with an administrator, all right? Especially when we're talking about buses, because if you can have the bus loading diagram, how it does, walk them out to the bus ramps, talk to them a little bit about what to do if they miss their bus or if they missed it coming to school and what happens when they get to school. But take them out to the bus ramp, show them where the buses come to, and if you have that bus list and the times and all that sort of stuff available, it'd be great to be able to have it posted and put that information out to them at this event. Okay, so next on my list is the media center. You want to have the media center specialist there, so you're going to have to coordinate this depending on what time during the summer this is. And you want them to be ready to talk through just kind of the basics of the media center, like what's available to their to the ninth grade parent's child, what's there for checkout, what's there for use, like the computer labs that they might have access to, or the different electronic programs that they might have access to outside the school, just simply by being a student in that school system. They may have a code that they can go online and use the media center virtually like that. So you want to have the media center as one. Now, the number seven is a huge one. You want to show the parents the restrooms in the building. Now, it's even though they may have to use them, that's not my point. The restrooms, they want to be able to give their kid advice, but take them around and show them that there are plenty of restrooms across your building. Show them all the different types there are and where they're located so that then they get some comfort in understanding that there are plenty of restrooms in your building. You'd be surprised. A lot of times, eighth graders coming up as ninth graders. So as brand new ninth graders, one of the things they do is they don't go to the bathroom. Okay, I know I'm getting a little TMI here, but you gotta. It is an important thing, and so you know, on your tour with the kids, you want to show them the restrooms. Well, with the parents, you want to show them the same thing, so they encourage them. Hey, I saw that there were plenty of restrooms, so let's figure this out with where your classes are during the day, where you might have a chance to stop. That type of thing. Number eight on my list of 16 is the gym. Show them where the gym is when you're coming to class for the first time, where you go to, because some high schools have the gyms where they're separate from the locker rooms, or there's a classroom where you have to go to first, that type of thing. And so show them that. And you want to introduce them to probably the PE department chair, who can talk about the different types of classes, things to expect, as well as, you know, this is an opportunity for the PE department chair to also talk about other offerings that are there in the school. So you might have a couple of the, you know, like the athletic director there to talk a little bit about some of the different programs, different clubs and organizations and athletics that are offered at the school that your child might want to get, that their child might want to get involved in. All right. So number nine, how about lockers? Now, this is where administration will probably get involved again. However you do it at your school, if you can have lockers available on that day of your parent transition program or on your kids' transition program day, it's so important because guess what? You're going to have more parents there if they know that they're going to be able to get the locker for their child or rent it or however you do this in your school. It's a big deal, and you'd be surprised how much of a draw it is in some schools that if you have them available that day, the parent will make sure that their kid gets one by being there. And a lot of high schools, they're not enough for everybody. And so it's important for that person to show for that meeting. So number nine, lockers. Number 10, let's go over, and here's where administration might come in very handy. We're running late. Now what? So you want the kids to talk about this first, and then the administrator can be there to give any details. But you want the kids to talk about, hey, when I run late to school, not that I do this all the time. This is where I go. This office I have to go to, or I have to check in with a teacher. Whatever the procedures are at your school, that's what they're going to go over. And this is important because you'd be surprised how often this happens right at the beginning of school and they have to figure it out. Now, if we're running late is number 10, number 11 is need to be absent. What do I do? And what do I do when I return? That type of thing. It's very important information for parents to have, and it's going to give them the comfort as well as not having to rely on their child to give them that information and the correct information. So there's something to think about. So number 10 is we're running late. Now what? Number 11, need to be absent. What do I do? And what do I do when I return? Well, number 12 is when you have the parent transition program, you want to have the kids there, the organization there who are going to sell yearbooks, and any other stuff that costs, you want to have it available that day because parents love it if they only have to write one check or only bring cash one time. And that's the perfect time to do this. And if you advertise it in a way in which they know that they're going to have the opportunity to purchase yearbooks and to purchase lockers or rent the lockers and purchase other sorts of stuff that's required for the school year, like lab fees and things like this, now you're going to entice them to be there. By the way, one of the things I also want to point out at this point, just like with the kid transition program, the parent one, you do not want it to last more than a couple of hours, all right? You only want it a couple of hours. Otherwise, you're going to lose a lot of parents who cannot make time for it. But for a couple of hours, they can, all right? So number 12 was yearbooks and other stuff that have costs, make them available that day, like an athletic pass, lab fees, locker rental, yearbooks, all that sort of stuff. Well, number 13 is schedules. If you can have the kids' schedule ready for that day, oh my goodness, that's going to get you a crowd as well, because that means the sooner that gets into the parents' hands, the sooner it gets into the kids' hands, you know if it's correct or not, or if there's an issue or not. Now, you got to be ready for that too, but that just shows and I know it's difficult because having overseen scheduling and stuff like this, it's difficult because you're looking at numbers and the rise and fall of them, and sometimes you might have to collapse classes or create classes. So if you can have that schedule though ready, that's another wonderful stop where it gives the parents a chance to put their hands on where their kid is going, and before they leave, to be able to walk around and see those actual physical rooms. Because a lot of times what happens is that a parent doesn't get to until you have an open house. And that's not very helpful, and it's not very welcoming to a parent into your building. So number 14 is counselors. Whoever the ninth grade counselor is, you want the counselor talking about planning for life after high school. And what would be great is if you had a senior there or seniors talking about working and interacting with the counseling program to help them prepare for where they're going, what's going on after high school for them. Number 15 on my list is kids talking about getting involved in school. This is so important. Now, once again, like other things, you want to work with the kids on what they talk about, all right? You want to develop not so much, something, you don't want them reading from paper, but you do want them to know about what their individual thing is that they're going to talk about. Because an important aspect of high school, you find a place to fit in. You find your area. You find your thing. And that is so important. And one of the things that helps is when you have kids talk about it. Because not every kid's an athlete. Not every kid is a service club member. There are all kinds of other organizations in our school buildings that kids may find of interest. And what it does is it helps them get involved. It helps them make school theirs. And it makes the school experience so much better, because then they develop connections with other kids, they develop connections with adults, and they have people then to go to. They have a group, and that's so important for their age and for the time frame in their lives. Well, if number 15 is kids talking about getting involved in clubs, organizations, and athletics, and so forth and so on, number 16 is a very simple one. Just like with the kids, I would have some sort of school spirit thing to give the parents. If you can get a sponsor for a t-shirt, that's awesome. If you can get a goodie bag of some sort, whether it's a pom-pom that has the school colors on it, and maybe a lot of times you can get these companies to get to do this for you, but on that pom-pom there's a coupon for a local fast food restaurant or something like that, or a yogurt shop or something. But doing something like that where you have a giveaway for them, so they take away something that has the school colors, where they might wear it or bring it to an athletic event, because you're trying to incorporate the parents in here as well. Because when you do this, you're going to have a representative from PTA or a representative from whatever your parent organization is, talk to them about how they can get involved and how you want them involved in their child's school. So I hope you've thought about this. Here are my 16 ideas about doing a ninth grade transition program for parents, not just for kids. So think about it. Take a look. If you're a teacher, take a look at the program that you have. Get involved. If you are an administrator, do you have one of these programs? So as the adults in the building, go recruit some kids and let's put this together and make an incredible transition program for your parents as well as your rising ninth graders. Sounds like a good idea to me. Have an awesome day.
We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes.
Teaching Learning Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators.